This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. Hard as it may be to believe, given the staggering unemployment numbers, there are businesses that are bringing on new employees these days. And not just, you know, grocery stores and warehouses, but positions that you can fully work from home doing. So what is it like to be hired remotely in the middle of a pandemic? From the Workplace Culture Desk, Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
You guessed it. Starting a new job now involves a lot of video chat, video interviews, video whiteboard tests, video orientation.
I haven't been to the office. I've never seen the office. I don't know where my desk is. I don't know if I have a window I can look out, if I'm right next to the bathroom.
Tristan Hall started his new job as a software engineer in Raleigh, North Carolina a few weeks ago, at home for now. He interviewed while on lockdown, dressed up in a suit and bow tie, even shoes, he claims, for virtual meetings and virtual lunches. Well, at least the kebab HR bought him was real.
She's like, where do you want to eat? You know, like, we'll do a DoorDash. And I ate in front of a computer screen, while the other person on the other side of the screen ate as well.
Weird. But then it's a weird time for such a big transition, not just for new hires, but for employers too.
We've now had four people onboarded, and each one's been a little better.
Alicia Harmon O'Meara heads HR at Edmodo, a distance learning company near San Francisco. For its first remote hire, they FedExed a company laptop. But it was late, so the employee had to use his own, which didn't go smoothly.
And so literally that first Monday, I just got on the phone with him to say, hi, I'm here. You do have a job. We just don't know how to get you part of that job.
But she's been refining the process, putting together new manuals and training strategies like virtual shadowing using screen sharing. But there's more to onboarding than training. There's the whole social thing.
Am I going to fit in with my team? Am I going to click with everybody and, you know, get along with my boss?
Robert Down just started a new job in data analytics for a hospital in Orlando. He transitioned from being a bedside nurse, so he's not used to working alone, and he's feeling guilty while his former colleagues are on the front line.
I've already talked to my boss and said, man, I'm just not as productive as I think I would be. And he was reassuring and basically said, yeah, nobody is right now.
The social part of onboarding is just plain harder right now, says Jill Chapman with HR services firm Insperity. She says all those goofy team building exercises, stuff like
coworker cribs, you know, where you coworker takes somebody around virtually in their apartment or their home so that they can kind of show where they are.
Or introducing pets and kids. That stuff is important right now, even if everyone else is kind of done with it. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.